Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Nun Dalet. We left off the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Again, just talking about potential liability in the event that something falls into a pit. Today, we're going to be talking about what happens if kelim fall into a pit and kelim break. We're going to see the various limudim that teach us that one is chayav only for damage caused to animals in a pit and not caused to kelim in a pit. And then on the bottom of Nadalim and Aleph onto Nadalim Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the last concept that we saw in the prior Mishnah, which is about a shor chera shoten katan that fall into a pit that you be chayev, but if a shor pikeach falls into the pit, then you are going to be potter. We're going to talk a little bit about that. The Mishnah toward the top of Nundalan Amud Aleph is going to draw a comparison between a shor and all other types of behemos that fall into a pit. Even though we talk about shor or chamor that fall into a pit, the same halacha would apply to any other behema that would fall into a pit as well. And the Gemara brings down, I think it's eight halachos that apply both to a shor as well as to all other animals, and not only specifically to a shor, even though the Torah references the isurim in the with respect to a shor, dealing specifically with a shor, we say it winds up being much broader and winds up applying to all animals. So again, let's start from Nun Gimel Amud Beis, two dots, five lines up from the bottom of the Amud. So Nafal Letocho Shor VeKelav VeNishtabru. Says the Gemara, Masnis and Delok Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on this Kelim Babar. So what we said in the Mishnah was that if the Shor and its Kelim fall into the pit, you're Chayev for the Shor but not for the Kelim. If the Chamor and its Kelim fall into the pit and both get damaged, you're Chayev for the Chamor and you're not Chayev for the Kelim. So the Gemara now is observing that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that you're Mechayev for Nezek, for damage caused to Kelim in a pit. So, and our Mishnah clearly said that you're potter. So, my time at the Rabbanon, what's the reason for the Rabbanon, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, who says that you're potter for damage caused to Kalim in a pit? Damar Kra, V'nafal Shama, Shor or Chamar, because they darsh in the Pasuk, says, V'nafal Shama, Shor o Chamar, Shor velo Adam, Chamar velo Kalim. So, they're Doresh, Shor, that you're Chayef for Niske Shor, but not for Niske Adam, Chamar, you're Chayef for Niske Chamar, you're not Chayef for Niske Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says, oh, the rabos es ha-kelim. That O comes to include kelim. That when it says shor chamor, it doesn't come to exclude kelim. The O comes to teach me that I'm chayev also for kelim. Rabbanan omi boy lechalik. And Rabbanan say, no, I can't learn O to teach me that you're also chayev for kelim. I need the O to teach me that I'm a chalik between shor and chamor. What does it mean that I'm a chalik between shor and chamor? Without the O, had it said shor v'chamor, I would have thought that you're not chayev unless an ox and a donkey fall into the pit. Kamash Malan, it says shor o chamor to teach me that I'm chayev if either an ox or a donkey falls into the pit. Rav Yehuda lechalek mivinafal nafka, and Rav Yehuda will learn that you're mechalek from the word vinafal. So it says vinafal shama shor chamar. So from the word vinafal, he will be mechalek from the word vinafal v'rabanan vinafal tuba mashma. And the Rabbanan will say, no, from Vinafal, I can't learn that I'm mechalik between Shor and Chamor and I'm chayev if even only one falls into the pit. Because Vinafal could mean that many things fall into the pit, even though Rashi points out it's a Lashon Yachid. Sometimes we find the Torah using a singular verb even when it's intended to pick up multiple people on multiple actions. And Rashi gives an example, Kamo va'asa betzalel va'aliyav. When it talks about betzalel and aliyav, making the Mishkan, it says v'asa and not va'asu. And similarly, it says uva ha'os v'hamofes, even though va is lashon yachid, it doesn't say uva hu ha'os v'hamofes, it says uva ha'os v'hamofes. And it says uva ha'arives hadov. So Rashi cites a number of examples, and therefore, from the fact that the Torah tells us v'nafal shama shor o chamar, that from the fact that it says v'nafal, even though it's b'lashon yachid, I wouldn't necessarily learn that it's talking if only one of the things come. I might think that it means v'nafal shama shor chamar means until both of them fall in. That's why, according to the Rabbanan, we need the O to be mechalik. We need the O to teach me that I'm chayiv if even only a shor or a chamar fall into the pit, and I don't require that they both fall into the pit in order to be chayiv. So says the Gemara like this now. So ema v'nafal, so why don't we say that when it says v'nafal, it's klal, it's a klal. Shar v'chamar is prat. Klal v'prat, im b'chlal elamasha v'prat. Now when we have a klal v'prat, how are we dorish? We're dorish that the klal only includes that which is specifically referenced. Shar v'chamar in midiachrini lo. So maybe it should be only a shar v'chamar, but nothing else. Maybe no other types of animals you should be chayiv if they fall into the pit, because shar v'chamar is a prat, and we only darshan the klal to include specifically what's in the prat. Says the Gemara, Samar Balabar Yishalem, because no, at the end of the pasuk it says Balabar Yishalem, Chazar v'kolal, and that is another klal. So klal prata klal, yatadon ela ke'ena prat. So by klal prata klal, it's not limited to the prat, but the prat teaches me how I'm supposed to darshan the klal. And over here, how does the prat teach me I'm supposed to darshan the klal? Ma prat mefurash balechayim, avkol balechayim. Just like the prat, just like shor chamor are balei chayim, so too am chayiv for all balei chayim that fall into a pit. Lav dafka shor chamor, if other animals fall into a pit, am chayiv for them too. So ima prat mefurish davar shenevlasa metame b'maga v'masa, af kol davar shenevlasa metame b'maga v'masa. But so you're going to tell me that the prat comes to teach me that it's only balei chayim. But the prat, the shor chamor, have other things in common with each other besides the fact that they're balei chayim. And what's that? The fact that they're both behemos. And that their nevela, that their carcasses are metame b'mago b'masa. So I might think that only things that when they die, their nevelos are metame b'mago b'masa, only those things am chayiv if they get damaged in a pit. Aval ofos lo, so says the Gemara, so what's something that is not, that whose nevela is not considered tame? Birds are something whose nevela is not considered tame. So I might think that I'm not chayiv for damage caused to a bird if the bird flies into the pit and is injured. Says the Gemara, well, imkein nichtav rachmana chad prata. Well, if that were only to teach me the prat of, if that prat were only to teach me that it's got to be something where nevlosos metame, then fine, but it says two pratos. It says menafal shama shor ochamar, right? And from the fact that it says menafal shama shor ochamar, so there are two pratos. There are two examples of the specific type of thing which I'm going to be chaya for. That's how I know that it comes to be more expansive. It comes to include all other animals. So says the Gemara. Well, okay. So what you're telling me now is that if it wanted to teach me the halacha that I'm chayiv for damage caused only to those animals whose carcasses are tamei b'maga mamasa, only for those animals whose nevelos are tamei for maga masa, would have taught me only one prat and not two. So says the Gemara. Hai nichtav, which one should it have taught me? Ikas of shar, if it would have said shar, havamina karav legabim mizbeach in, shena karav legabim mizbeach lo. Then I might think that the only type of animal I'm chayiv for if it falls into the pit and is injured, it's only an animal that's brought on the mizbeach, it's only an animal that's fit to be a carbon, but not an animal that's not fit to be a carbon. Because of Rachmana Chamar, and if it would have taught me only Chamar, Havamina Kadosh Bebechora in Shena Kadosh Bebechora Lo. I might thought that the only type of animal I'm chayiv for damage if it falls into a pit is an animal that's Kadosh Bechora, that's whose firstborn is Kadosh, because by Chamar we have a din of Peter Chamar, that we have a din that the firstborn of a Chamar has an inyan of Kedusha, it has to be redeemed. So I might think only that sort of animal I'm chayiv for injury in a pit. So, but not any other type of animal. Elo Markra Vamesia Lo. Therefore, it comes the pasuk to teach me Vamesia Lo. Kol Davar Misa, whether it is that any Davar Misa, anything that is susceptible to death, is going to be chayiv, for damage caused by a pit. So, Bein LaRabbanan Dekamati LaKalim. Well, Bein LaRavyuda Dekamarbi LoKalim. So now, well, let's apply this statement to the concept that we opened today's shir with, because right now we've been dealing with this klal prat and to try to teach me that even though the pasuk says shor o chamor, and the fact that it says shor o chamor and there are two pratos here, it comes to include anything that's a bal chayim. Now, if it comes to include only anything that's a Baal Chayim, we saw in the beginning of the shiur that we have a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, and a Chayim for Niskei Kalim or not. So the Chachamim in our Mishnah said, the Tanakam in our Mishnah said that I'm potter from Niskei Kalim because it says Shor v'lo Odom Chamor v'lo Kalim, and Rav Yehuda said that I'm Chayim in Niskei Kalim. So Rav Yehuda says that I'm Chayim in Niskei Kalim because the word O we saw on top of today's Amud is Marbe Kalim. But according to both those Mandi Yamrim, if we then say in the Psukim Vameisia Lo that called Davar Misa, so Bein L'Rabbana the Kamanati Le Kalim. Whether according to the Rabbanan who say that Kalim you're not Chayah for, Bein L'Rav Yehuda the Kamarbila Kalim, or according to Rav Yehuda says that you are Chayah in Kalim, Kalim B'nei Misa Ninu. Are Kalim B'nei Misa? In other words, what are they arguing about? If you're only Chayah for things that die, it's obvious that Kalim don't die. So how could they be arguing even whether you're Chayah for Kalim, whether you're Chayah for Niske Kalim in a bar? So says the Gemara, Amri Shvi Rasan Zui Misasan. Nah. But the breakage of the Kalim, that is considered to be its Misa. So you're going to ask me, technically speaking, does the Kli have to be, technically speaking, can the Kli die? No, of course the Kli can't die, but the Kli could be rendered useless the same way an animal could be rendered useless. The animal is rendered useless when it dies. The Kli is considered to be dead when it's injured. So the interesting thing is, though, that the Achronim point this out, that when we talk about injury, when we talk about damage to a Kli, we're talking about any type of damage. We're talking about both fatal damage and not fatal damage. So by an animal, if the animal is injured, we call that nezek. If the animal dies, then we call that misa. By a kli, it would seem to be that we're saying shvirasan, that even any breakage, any damage to the kli, is considered to be misa, even if it's not fatally damaged. So it's not an exact comparison, but the Gemara says over here that in order to impose liability for Niske Kalim, not so difficult, even though it says Vamesi Elo, because we could say that Kalim are something that meet their death. They meet their death when they are injured, or when you damage them. So says the Gemara, Ularav Diamar Bor Shechaiva Alav Torah La Volo Volo Lechavato. Now we saw a further machlokas. You have to remember back to a couple of days ago. We saw machlokas Rav and Shmuel whether you're chayiv for bar that for by bar whether you're chayiv for damage caused by the hevel of the bar by the foul air or whether we're chayiv for damage caused by the impact that the animal sustains when it falls onto the ground in the bottom of the pit. Now Rav had said that you're chayav for havolo, and Shmuel said that you're chayav both for havolo and for chavato. Now according to Rav, who says that you're only chayav for havolo, for the foul air that the animal breathes when it falls into the pit, so bein l'rabbanan bein l'rav Yehuda kelim b'nei havolo ninu. So how is a kli even being damaged in a pit in a way that you'd be mechayav? If you want to tell me that I'm chayiv when something falls to the bottom of the pit because it broke on the bottom of the pit when it had an impact with the ground, I understand. A kli can have an impact with the ground the same way an animal can have an impact with the ground. But if you want to tell me that when the animal falls into the pit, I'm chayiv for that only because of the hevel, only because of the foul air that the animal breathes in, is a kli capable of breathing in foul air for which I'm going to be chayiv for damage caused to it in a pit? It doesn't make sense. The kli can't breathe in foul air. So the Gemara sure can. So Amri bechadati demifka me'avala. Sometimes you have a brand new kli. Brand new kalim are especially fragile. They're susceptible to breakage. And if the foul air of the pit were to go into the receptacle, to the base kibble of a new kli, maybe it could cause the kli to burst. And if it causes the kli to burst, there we have an example of a kli which is being damaged on account of the hevel in the bar. Good. So says the Gemara. Now, Haiva Mace, and this you'll remember from yesterday. So Haiva Mace Yelo Miboile Lichadarava. Right now we say that Vamesi Yelo is a klal at the end of the klal prata klal, which teaches me that not only am I chaya for Shor Chamor, but I'm chaya for any living animal, and we saw possibly even Kalim, if you want to assume that Kalim can die when they're injured. But is the Pasuk of Vamesi Yelo available to teach me this limud? Is it available to serve as a second klal in this klal prata klal? I thought we needed it for the din of Rava. Diyama Rava, sharp suleya mekdashin shenaflu lebar putter. That if a sharp suleya mekdashin falls into a pit, then the owner of the pit's going to be putter for any damage caused to the sharp suleya mekdashin shenemar vamesi elo, because it says vamesi elo b'misha mes shalo. It says b'misha mes shalo. Yaltza zeh she'ina mei shalo. Comes to exclude this because the mace is not his. Why is the mace not his? Because we saw yesterday that a sharp psulia mekdashin has limitations on use. It's restricted use. You can only shecht it and eat it. You can't work it. You can't shear it. You can't do anything else with it. So it's not considered to be vamesi elo. But bottom line, we need the pasuk of vamesi elo to teach me that halacha of Rava. It should not be available to serve as the second klal in the klal of prata klal. So elamarkra kesef yashiv lebalav lerabas called this lebailim. Ah, so the pasuk says you're right, but there is another klal that says kesef yashif labalov, that you have to return the kesef to its rightful owner, to its master, larabos, which comes to include called islay bailim, anything that has a bailim. So says the Gemara, iachi afilu kelim va'adam, afilu kelim va'adam nami. Also kelim and adam, they also have bailim. So why am I saying that kesef yashif labalov comes to include all other animals in addition to Shar v'chamor? It should also include Kalim, it should also include Adam. So Rashi points out that Adam has an owner. Adam really doesn't have an owner. We're autonomous. So no, but if you're a slave, there are people who have owners. Those types of people are called slaves. But because there are people who have owners, maybe people would be included in this pasuk. Kalim certainly have owners because people own Kalim the same way they own animals. So says the Gemara, Amar Kra, Shar v'lo Adam, Chamar v'lo Kalim. Now, so it teaches me, that's why, that yes, we have a Ribui, which teaches me anything that has an owner, but we can't also forget the Miut, and the Miut in the Pasuk is the Prat in the Pasuk is Shar v'lo Adam and Chamar v'lo Kalim. Well, Rav Yehuda, the Kav Marbi lo Kalim, now, according to Rav Yehuda, says that you are a Chayav for Niske Kalim caused by a bar. So Bishlam Ashar v'mayit be'adam. I understand by Shar, he could still say Shar v'lo Adam. Ela chamor may memayit be, but what are you memayit from chamor? You can't be darshan chamor. You can't darshan rather chamor velo kalim, because according to Rav Yehuda, you're actually chayev for niske kalim. Sela marava chamor debar. The reference to chamor, which is written by a pit, la Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, v'sed aveda la divrei akol kasha, and the reference to se, which is written by hashavas aveda la divrei akol. Everybody says, everybody will hold that's a kasha. It's a kasha. We don't know why the pasuk uses those words, and we don't know what to be darshan, what we should darshan with those references. Rashi points out, Seva Aveda, Kevan Dechsiv L'chol Aveda Sachicha, once it says that you have to return all Avedas of your friend, Lamali Dekotzav Rachmana, Chamor, Vishar, Visev, Visalma, so why does it then enumerate all of the different types of Aveda, donkey, Ashar, Viseh, Salma, dress? So a Perek Elimitzias, Darshina, and Lulachulu, Bar Miseh. So Rashi points out that in Perek Elimitzias, we darshan something that we learn, a chiddush that we learn from every reference in this pasuk, except for the reference to se. So the reference to se by Hashavas Aveda, and according to Rav Yehuda, the reference to chamar by Niske Bar, we don't know why they're written. They're not written to teach me a drasha, because Rav Yehuda doesn't buy into the drasha of chamor v'lo kelim, and nobody has a good drasha for what we learned from the pasuk of Seh by Aveda. So the Gemara says, Enechinami, according to Rav Yehuda here, according to everybody over there, it's a kasha. We don't know why the Torah uses those specific examples, because there is no apparent drasha that we learn from those examples. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Nafalatocha Shor Cheres Shota V'Katan. If your Shor Cheres Shota V'Katan falls into the pit, then Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. So my Shor Cheres Shota V'Katan, what is a Shor Cheres Shota V'Katan? So we've already said from a couple of days ago, it means that the ox is a Cheresh, the ox is a Shota, or the ox is a Katan, but the Gemara is going to assume we don't know any of that yet. So Ilema Shor Shel Cheres, Shor Shel Shota, Shor Shel Katan. If you want to say that it means a Shor Shel Cheresh, a Shor Shel Shota, and a Shor belonging to a Katan, you're going to be Potter. Hashar shal pikeach, that you're going to be chayev. Hashar shal pikeach pater. But by a shar shal pikeach, you're going to be pater. The Torah, when it teaches me the halachos of an animal falling into a pit and being injured, never distinguishes between whether the animal is owned by a chereshota v'katan or whether the animal is owned by a pikeach. And therefore, if the inference that I'm supposed to draw is that a shor shel cheresh, shor shel shota, shor shel katan, I'm going to be chaya for, but a shor shel pikeach, I'm going to be putter for, why is that the case? We never say that anywhere in the Torah. So says the Gemara, so Amar Rav Yochanan, shor shehu cheresh, shor shehu shota, shor shehu katan. It's talking about a shor which itself is a cheresh, a shota, or a katan. Harshor shehu pikeach pater. However, by a shor which itself is a pikeach, then you're going to be pater. So Amrav Yirmiyah, So lomi boy kamar. So says Rav Yirmiyah, this is a lomi boy. So lomi boy sharshu pikeach the chayiv. So says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean that a shor that's a pikeach you're gonna be putter for. What it means is that you're gonna be chayiv for a shor that's a pikeach, and lomi boy, not only a shor that's a pikeach you're gonna be chayiv for, aval shor chayra shotav akaton ema charashaso gormelo katnuso gormelo veliftar. But by a shor shal chayra shotav akaton, I might think that I should absolve the bala bar, because it's not his fault that the shor fell into the pit. Rather, what caused the shor to fall into the pit was the fact that the shor is a cheresh, that the shor is a young shor and is inexperienced, and that's why it fell into the pit. And maybe, therefore, I should say that he's potter in that case. Kamash Balan says the Mishnah that he's chayiv in that case. So again, the way Rav Yirmiyah is explaining is that not only are you chayiv by a shor shel pikeach, but you're chayiv even by these other types of shvarim. Shomele Ravacha l'Ravina, it says Ravacha to Ravina, Vatanya, but we learn, Nafal Atocho Bar Das Potter, that if a Bar Das falls into the pit, then you're going to be Potter. So how could Rav Yirmiyah have told me that I'm Chayiv if a Shor Pikeach falls into the pit? I thought we said that if a Bar Das falls into the pit, if something that has its wits about it falls into the pit, then he's going to be Potter. So says the Gemara, my love, Shor Bar Das. Doesn't this mean that if a Shor Bar Das falls into the pit, it's going to be Potter because it's a Bar Das? It should have known to avoid the pit. So how could you tell me that a Shor that's a Bar Das, you're going to be Chayiv for? I see that I'm Potter. Amar Lei Lo, Adam. It says Bardas means, when I say Bardas, I'm Potter. When it says that I'm Potter if a Bardas falls into the pit, what it means is that I'm Potter if an Adam falls into the pit. So Elamayata, Adam ben Dasu de Potter, Halab ben Dasu de Chayiv. But if that's the case, then the inference would be, the inference in the pasuk would be that I'm only potter if an adam who's a ben das falls into the pit. But if I have an adam who's not a ben das, in other words, if I have a cheroshota katana falls into the pit, then I'm going to be chayiv. But sharvelo adam ksiv. But I thought you just told me that I'm never chayiv if a person falls into the pit. So ella my ben das. So what does it mean ben das? Min ben das, that I'm blanket potter if anybody who's from a species which ordinarily is a ben das, i.e. a human, if anybody from the human species falls into the pit, I'm going to be putter. It does not teach me that if a shor that's a bikeach falls into the pit, that I'm putter, because the shor is from a species that generally does not have das. So Amar Lei, Vatanya, Nafalatocha, shor ben das, putter. It says the Gemara, you're making all these drushas to teach me that I'm chayiv if any type of shor falls into the pit. Why should I distinguish between a shor that's a pikeach and a shor that's a cheroshot of a katan? Says the Gemara, because we have a brisa that tells me that a shor that's a ben das that falls into the pit is going to be putter. So that's why I'm distinguishing between a ben das and a cheroshot of a katan, because I have a brisa that tells me to distinguish. Says the Gemara, Elam Arava, shor vuhu cheresh, Shorvuhu cheresh, shorvuhu shote, shorvuhu katan, dafka. Only for those dafka am I chayev. I'm not chayev for a ben das. There's no lomi boy. Don't assume that I'm chayev for a shor that's a ben das as well. Avol shorvuhu pikeach potter. But if it's a shor who's a pikeach, if it's a shor that has all of its faculties, then I'm going to be putter if it falls into my pit. Why? My taima de boy le inuye umezel, because it should look where it's going, and it should look where it's going, and it shouldn't have fallen into the pit. Tani nami hachi. However, obviously a shor shel cheresh, a shor shehu katan is not yet trained to look where it's going, or is incapable of looking where it's going. Therefore, you're chayiv, because the Torah says you're chayiv when a shor falls into your pit, and we don't have a rationale, oh, it should have watched where it was going, because these types of shorim are incapable of watching where they're going. So says the Gemara, Tani Nami Achi, Nafalatoch HaShor Shecheresh Shoteh V'Katan V'Suma, or a blind shor, because that shor also could not have seen where it's going, U'Mahalech B'Layla, and a shor that's walking at night, for that matter, where there are no street lights, also cannot see where it's going, so you'd be chayiv for all those. Chayiv, Pikeach, U'Mahalech B'Yom, if it's a shor pikeach, and it's walking during the day, then putter, then you're going to be putter, because then we say the halacha is that the shor should have watched where it was going. You'll remember Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta was mechalek between a man and a shor in this regard. We had said by a man, if a man gets injured, and we had this by the series of Mishnayos that we learned for almost a month ago, where you have the two guys who are walking in Rosh Hashanah and one of them bangs into the other one, and you know they should have said, hey, heads up. And we say basically that the person who stops short is liable for damage caused by the person who walks behind him and rear ends him, because he should have told him, hey, I'm here, you better watch out, or we should have moved these things out of Rosh Hashanah. So it's mashma that we say by a man, oh, the guy should have watched where he was going, because if we were going to say that he should have watched where he was going, then why should the person in front call out to him? The guy should watch where he's going. But by an animal, we do say that that the animal should watch where he's going. So you may recall, Tosfos said over there that we distinguish between a man and an ox. A man who walks upright, who's looking straight ahead, he's not necessarily looking at the ground. And therefore, by a man, we would not say he should watch where he's going. A shor, which walks on all fours and is looking dafka at the ground when it's walking, by a shor we say that it should have watched where he's going. That's why by a shor, which has all of its faculties, will say that your putter, if it falls into your pit, because it should have watched where it was going. However, if there's any degree of impairment, either in the mental faculty of the shor or in the circumstances, it was dark, the shor was blind, then you would be chayiv if the shor fell into that pit. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Echad shor ve'echad kol behema, both a shor and any other animal, even though the pasuk says shor, it applies to any animal, to the following halachas, l'nefilas habar, to the halacha falling into a pit, ula afrashas har sinai, the halacha that the animals had to separate from our sinai, could not go up on our sinai, usas hashlume kefel, for the parsha of tashlume kefel, if you steal an animal, l'shavas aveda, for returning a lost object, l'frika, and for loading and unloading an animal, l'chasima, and for muzzling an animal, l'kalayim, and for the halacha of kalayim, l'shabbos, and also for the halacha of shvisa shabbos. So for these eight halachos, even though the pasuk is written lagabe yashar, it includes not only yashar but any other animal. V'chein chaya v'of kayotzebem, and also a chaya and of kayotzebem. So imkain, and also a chaya and of are included. Imkain lamanem ashar chamar. So in that case, why does the pasuk talk about shar chamar? Ela shadibra kosabahove, because the pasuk speaks about things, circumstances that are most typical. What was most typical back in those days? The agricultural society. People either would work the field with shvarim, or they would have camels for the purpose of serving as caravans to go from one place to the other. So since most of the animals in that time, or most people in that time, had a shor or chamar, that's why the pasuk spoke about shor or chamar. But really, these halachas apply to every animal, even behemos, chayos, and ofos. So now the Gemara is going to learn how we know all these halachas. So nefilas habar, by nefilas habar, we saw the pasuk just now on Amud Aleph, kesef yashiv lebalav ksiv. It says, kesef yashiv lebalav kol disle bailim. Anything that has bailim you're chayiv for, kedamran, like we just said earlier in today's shiur, la'afrosh asar Sinai, for the concept that for the halacha that they all have to separate from our Sinai, they cannot go up to our Sinai. In behema im ish lo yichyeh, it says in behema im ish lo yichyeh, they shall not live. V'chaya b'chlal behema havya, and achaya is b'chlal behema. And im behema im is l'rabos asa ofos. Im comes to include ofos in this halacha as well. L'tashlume kefel k'da amran, tashlume kefel, like we said, al kol dvar pesha klal. Kol dvar pesha, klal. Kol dvar pshia, anything that's a dvar pshia, because this is a klal. So in other words, anything that's a dvar pshia, even something, and Rashi points out, even something that doesn't have ruach chayim, you're chayim for kefil. You're just chayim for kefil whenever you steal. There's a dal of a hay by shor seh, but you're chayim for kefil if you steal anything, even if it's a wild animal, even if it's a bird, no matter what it is. L'shavas aveda, by shavas aveda, why am I chayim for any animal, even a chayim and an oaf? L'chol aveda sachicha, because it says l'chol aveda sachicha, comes to be marbeh, whatever your friend might have lost, you have to return. The prika, for prika, yalef chamor chamor me Shabbos. That we learn chamor chamor from Shabbos. So table that for a second. We'll come back how we know that you're chayev for shvisas chamor and Shabbos. The chasima, and how do I know that I'm chayev kol behema by chasima? Yalef shor shor me Shabbos. So over there again, table this for a second. We learn out shor shor from Shabbos. Le kalayim, by kalayim. How do we know that you're going to be chayev for kalayim? By any type, by mixing any different types of animals. Ti kalayim de charisha, if it's klayim zecharisha, if it's klayim of plowing, yalef shar shar me Shabbos. So that we learn out shar shar from Shabbos, just like Shabbos is talking about shvisas, all types of behemos. So too, by klayim, it's talking about charisha of all types of behemos. Any klayim de harva, and if it's klayim of harva, of mating, say yalef behemtecha behemtecha me Shabbos. So then we're going to learn exer shava behemtecha behemtecha from Shabbos, just like by shvisas behemos on Shabbos, it includes all behemos. So too, by klayim of harva, it would include all types of behemos in this iser. Now, v'gabe Shabbos minolan. All right, so I just had now a couple of halachos where we're saying that we know that they apply to all animals because we have gzeira shava from Shabbos. But what is the limud in Shabbos? How do we know that by Shabbos it applies to all animals? D'tanya, because we have the following brisa. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, v'dibros harishonos ne'mar avodcha v'amasko v'hemtecha. It says avodcha v'amasko v'hemtecha uvedibros achronos, and the dibros achronos in parshas Veschanan ne'mar, it says v'sharcha v'chamarcha v'chol b'hemtecha. It actually gets specific and it says sharcha v'chamarcha and kol b'hemtecha. V'alo shar v'chamar b'chlal kol b'hema hayu. Well, shar and chamar are included in v'chol b'hemtecha. Lama yatsu, why were they excluded? Why does the Torah reference them particularly? Ma shor v'chamor omer kan chayevov kayotzeben, afkol chayevov kayotzeben. It's to teach me a basic halacha that I'm supposed to learn out whenever it says shor chamor. Just like over here by Shabbos, shor chamor comes to include all behemos, even chayos and ofos, because it says v'chol behemtecha. So too, elsewhere in the Torah, whenever it says shor chamor, it includes not only specifically a shor chamor, but also any other type of animal, even a behema, even behemos, chayos and ofos. Says the Gemara, but why are we darshaning like this? Ema behemos the dibros rishonos klal. Maybe you remember that in the dibros rishonos it says avodcha v'amoscha ubehemtecha. So maybe the behemos that it says in the first set of asaras dibros, that's a klal. Shor v'chamorcha the dibros achronos prat. And the shor v'chamor that it says in the dibros achronos, that's a prat. Klal uprat ema klal alamasha beprat. Shor v'chamor in midiach rini lo. That maybe it should include only Shor HaChamor and not Midiach Rini. So it says the Gemara, well, you just told me that there's a klal in the last Dibros too. It says Shor HaChamorcha V'chol Behemtecha. Zamri V'chol Behemtecha, the Dibros HaChronos, Chazer V'chlal. No, because the V'chol Behemtecha that it says in the Dibros HaChronos comes and is another klal. So now we have not a klal uprat, but we have a klal uprat uklal. So klal uprat uklal, iatadon eloke einafrat, maafrat mefurish balechayim, afkol balechayim. Just like the klal of Shor HaChamor is Balei Chayim, it's anything that has life, so too, anything that has life, you're chayav for Shvisas Behemos. In other words, even, and all these other halachos, even chayos and ofos, vema ma'afrat mefurash davar shenavlasa metame b'mago b'masa, av kol davar shenavlasa metame b'mago b'masa, avalofos lo. Well, I might think that maybe just like the frat is something whose nevela is metame b'mago b'masa, so too your chayiv and these other halachos only for something whose nevela is metame for mago masa, which comes to exclude ofos, because ofos are not tame in mago masa. So says the Gemara, amri yimkei nechtor avmano chad prata. So it should have said only one prata. It should have said either only shar or chamar, but not both. From the fact that it says both, it comes to include kol davar chai. So, Hai Nichtav, says the Gemara, this is repetitive of the discussion that we had in Amud Aleph. So, which one should it have said? Hai Nichtav Rachmana, Ikos Rachmana Shar, Havim in a Karav Lagabim Mizbeach, Inchain a Karav Lagabim Mizbeach, Lo. If it only said Shar, I might think that the only type of animal that you're Chayef for is an animal that's fit for a carbon. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach me. The pasuk tells me that I'm chayav for chamor too. So, ikazav rachmana chamor. And if it only would have taught me chamor, hava mina kadosh b'bchora in shein kadosh b'bchora lo. I might think that you're chayav only for an animal that has a peter chamor, that has a ketusha in the Bechor, but not an animal that doesn't have a Kedusha in the Bechor. So, Kasav Rachmana, Shor. Therefore, the Pasuk says Shor. Ela V'chol Behemtecha Ribuyahu. So the V'chol Behemtecha, it's not Uklal Uprat Uklal, it's a Ribuy. So, Ribuy Miyotu Riba, Riba Akol. So, V'chol Heichad Kasav Rachmana Kol Ribuyahu. But is it true that any time it says that kol in the pasuk, it's a ribui. I thought it's a klal, not a ribui. V'agabe meiser d'chsev kol v'kodarshin alei b'chlal l'prat. But by meiser it says kol, and we are darshin et b'chlal l'prat, not with ribui miut riba. And ribui miut is a little bit more expansive than klal l'prat. That's what we have to bear in mind. The Tanya, and now what's the brisa about? What's the limit about meiser? The Tanya v'anasata kesef b'chol asher taven nafshecha. Klal, it says that you should use your meiser money, use your meiser sheni money for anything that you desire. That's a klal. Babakar vatzon uvayayin uvashechar. Babakar tzon yayin shechar is a prat. Uvachol asher tisholcha nafshecha chazav a klal. Now it says vachol asher tisholcha nafshecha. That's another klal. Klal uprat uklal iatadon elakena prat. So klal uprat uklal, we darshan like the prat. Ma afrat mefurish prime pri yagdule karka. Just like the prat, just like where it says babakar, batzon, bayayin, bashechar, it's pri. In other words, one thing gives birth to the other. By an animal, it's simple to understand how one thing gives birth, because animals give birth to each other. By yayin and shechar, again, the shechar was talking about not beer from hops, but rather beer from dates. So you would take a fruit, and that fruit would give rise to the drink. So too, you have grapes, and the grapes give rise to the wine. So that's considered to be pri, and they're obviously gedulei karka. They're gedulei karka because they grow. The Gemara in where the sugya is brought down talks about how we know that these other things, the animals are gedulei karka because they're sustained from the karka. We saw Maseches Nazir. But in any event, it says, just like these specific things are pri and pri gdule karka, afkol pri me pri gdule karka. So to anything that's a pri me pri and gdule karka. So amri bakol klala, kol ribui. So we say that bakol is a klal, and kol is a ribui. So in other words, yes, there are sometimes when we darshanet klala prata klal, sometimes we darshanet ribui miut ribui, but when it says bakol, we do klal prata klal. When it says kol, we do ribui miut ribui. Okay, so yibo seima, kol nami klalahu, or maybe no, it's all klal prata klal. Miu hai kol dahacha ribuyuhu. Maybe ordinarily speaking, a kol, even when it says kol, it's a klal. But over here, when it says kol, maybe it's going to be a ribuy. Why? Midahavile lemichtav ubehemtecha kedichsib bedibras rishonos. Because it could have said ubehemtecha, just like it says in the dibras rishonos, vechsib vechobemtecha. And nevertheless, it says vechobemtecha shmamina ribuy. So shmamina, that it's a ribuy. That over here, dafka, because it could have used another lashon, and it says vechobemtecha, that's how I know that I should darshan it like a ribuy and not only like a klala prata klal. So says the Gemara, Hashadamrit kol ribuyuhu. So, but now that we're saying that behemtecha, that kol behemtecha is a ribuy, so behemtecha the dibur sarishonos, v'shor v'chamor the dibur sarachronos lamali. So why do I need it to tell me behemtecha and the dibur sarishonos? Why do I need it to teach me shor v'chamor and the dibur sarachronos? If it's ribuy me, it's riba, ribe akol, and I don't need the specific references to Shor HaChamor to teach me the halachas of Klal HaPrat, so why do I need those references at all? So says the Gemara, Amri Shor LaGmurei Shor Shor LaChasima. Ah, now I understand. It has to say Shor, because remember we had Xer Shavo. We wanted to know, how do I know that the concept of Chasima, of muzzling an animal, applies not only to a Shor, but also to all other types of animals? So I learned that from the Shor that's written in the Aseres HaDibros. Even though the Shor that's written in the Aseres HaDibros is not needed to teach me the halacha that all animals are Chayev and Shvisas Behema, because that I learned now from the Ribui, the fact that it's written there, it's obvious that it's there to teach me something. What it teaches me is that the halacha of chasima applies to all animals. Chamor lagmure chamor leprika. Chamor teaches me it's a gzereshava of chamor to prika. Just like by prika it applies to chamor, just like by the dibros the shvisa applies to all animals, so too by prika, even though it's written by chamor, it applies to all animals. Bemtcha lagmure bemtcha lekilayim. And behemtecha, when it says behemtecha in the Dibros Rishonos, it's not needed to teach me the halacha of Shvisas Behema that it applies to everything, because that we learned from the Ribui in the Dibros Achronos. But the reference to behemtecha in Dibros Rishonos comes to teach me that the Bigzer Shava behemtecha to Kalayim, that everything that I'm going to be chaya for Kalayim on all different types, mixing all different types of behemos. Says the Gemara, well, iachi afilo adam litzar, that if so, then even a man you should be chayiv for kalayim, even if a man pulls, let's say, a plow with a donkey or with an ox, because who's also chayiv in shvisa? A man is chayiv in shvisa in addition to a behemah being chayiv in shvisa. And if we're saying that anybody who's chayiv in shvisa is going to be chayiv in these halachos, then it should be the case that if a man is pulling a plow with it, these types of animals, then you should be chayiv in kalayim. However, alamatnan, but we have in a brisa, adam mutter im kulan lachrosh v'lim shok, that it's mutter for a person to plow and to pull a plow with other animals. So Amara Papa, Papunoi Yadi, the Papunoi know, Taima Dahamilsa, Umana Ravacha Bar Yaakov, who's the Papunoi? Who are the people who came from Papunoi? That's Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Amar Kra, Lamanya Nuach, Avdacha Vamaska Kamocha, that says, Lamanya Nuach, Avdacha Vamaska Kamocha, Vanacha Ikashje Velo Ledvar Acher, that I made thee, the Evan and the Amma are Hukash to Behema. Only le'inyan shvisa, only le'inyan hanacha, only to the inyan of resting on Shabbos, but not to these other halachos. And therefore, even though everybody, men, women, avadim, shvachos, animals, they're all included in the iser of, in the chiyuv of shvisa on Shabbos, it's only legabe Shabbos that they all have the same halacha. Otherwise, only men are not included in these other halachas, but all other animals are. How do we know all other animals are? So we had the ribui, we had the various ribui in the psukim that we learned out in the beginning of the Gemara over here after the Mishnah. And then legabe certain halachas, legabe the halacha of chasima, legabe the halacha of prika, legabe the halacha of kalayim, we saw from the ribui of shvisas behemos on Shabbos, where it applies across the board to all types of animals, even behemos chayas and ophos, that these halachas likewise apply to behemos chayas and ophos. I can't include people because people are compared to animals in this respect. Only linian shvisa, not linian the other halachos that are brought down over here. So tomorrow, God willing, we'll continue further with this discussion.